is a little too quiet, and thanks for clicking play on an episode that does not have a guest. It's just me, your host, Jeff Milo, and I wanted to thank you for checking out Season 1 of A Little Too Quiet. This is a podcast produced entirely in-house at the Ferndale Area District Library. We are the public library serving a population of 20,000, give or take, just on the northern border of Detroit. And we started this podcast for a number of reasons, but one of those reasons is imbued with the suggested wink that comes with the title, A Little Too Quiet. So we thought, lingering perceptions of what libraries are, i.e., quiet buildings with books where studious, stern-looking staff enforce limited talking and insist on speaking in hushed tones, that tired perception needed refreshing and pretty much maybe all-out redefining. By way of making a podcast, we could bring in an array of voices, be they librarians or authors, artists, musicians, or even just volunteers here in the library, to share not only their personal stories, but also their perspectives, their anecdotes, and their testimonials of the ways in which libraries have impacted their lives, served them in their intellectual and cultural development, and through those conversations and interviews, we hoped to have reached the ears of those who haven't been to their libraries in a long while. Those who may have let the library fall into the background of their consideration. And hopefully offer these insights and stories as a means of encouraging them to return, to rediscover, and to see for themselves the ways in which a library can enhance their lives, stimulate their mind, and fulfill their need for entertainment or escapism or just overall enrichment. And we also wanted to do our part to generate sort of a signal boost for libraries everywhere. We wanted to bring you our stories and viewpoints, and even details about what we've been working on lately, in terms of program coordinating and event planning and the resources we offer. We wanted all of this input to give you an idea of what an archetypal library is doing on a daily and weekly basis. Libraries have always had the potential to be a multifaceted rendezvous point where the community can interact with culture and history through resources and loanable materials, interact with authors, artists, professors, musicians, lecturers, specialists, elected officials. They could interact with each other for meetings or just chatting after our programs. They could interact with their local information specialists, i.e. our librarians. It's the common grounds where we communicate and network and also have the resources to strengthen ourselves, be that through access to information or access to resources on the internet, access to a means for augmenting our resume or even taking online courses, just overall augmenting. And I can go on and on. But I'll start to wind down here just in case there's enough of you out there hearing me prattle on who have been actually listening to every episode, so you already know what we've been up to with this podcast. But if you've got a story to share about your library, whether you live in Ferndale or not, never hesitate to send your thoughts and anecdotes to us, podcast@ferndalepubliclibrary.org. And if this is your first time listening, then I hope you're feeling encouraged to go back and listen to our first episode and run through the whole season. More than wanting you to listen to what we've been working on this podcast, everyone here at the Ferndale Library would just want you to find as much free time as possible to get yourself back into the library and encounter the culture and resources and events and all the sheer wonderfulness that's offered. You don't even have to do that, actually, as libraries offer so much to you through digital resources like ebooks that you could quite possibly find fulfillment using your library card without even coming into the building. That said, you might miss out on cool concerts or craft nights or art receptions or immersive theater performances and who knows what else. Let me close with a summation of the mission and the vision of the Ferndale Library, as I think it might at least somewhat closely align to missions of other libraries. We're here to strengthen our community by providing access to materials and services that can inform, enrich, entertain, and empower our patrons. We want to be a key component in sustaining Ferndale as a creative city that attracts and nurtures talent, mobilizes ideas, stimulates innovation, and encourages diversity. We want to help build that. We see the public library as a center of cultural vitality and participation that enhances the quality of life for all. For Ferndale residents, of course, but for public libraries everywhere. They're doing the work. They're enhancing that quality for all. This is A Little Too Quiet. Stay tuned for 5 minisodes in late April and early May, and we'll be back with season 2 of this podcast in the late summer. Thanks again for listening. This podcast was made possible by the Friends of the Ferndale Library. Visit ferndalefriends.org to join, or if you want to support this podcast, you can donate there online. Our music was created by local artist John Duffy. This podcast is engineered by Kelly Bennett and is hosted and edited by myself, Jeff Milo. And on behalf of myself and the whole Ferndale Library, I want to say thanks for listening. If you visit your local library and things aren't as quiet as usual, don't worry. It's totally normal.